Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we're going to be talking about a subject all of us are interested in. And what is that subject? Money. Right. The next best thing is, what do we do with that money? How can we make that money work for us? And in these economic times, hey, are you open for suggestions? I know I am. My guest today, James Lang, he's a CPA and an attorney. He's got a marvelous publication out called Retire Securely, Pay Taxes Later. You want to make your money last as long as you do, and that sounds fabulous, especially due to the state of economy today and all of the shifts and adjustments people have had to go through, and most of them were not expected at all by most people. I want to welcome James Lang to my show. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a real pleasure. Now, James, you've got, I hope you don't mind me calling you James, by the way.
I prefer Jim, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. Jim, you have been involved with working with money for a lot of years. You wrote the first major Roth IRA article in the peer-reviewed Tax Advisor, the American Institute of CPAs Tax Journal, in 1998. You yourself have founded the Roth IRA Institute, and you work directly with people of various levels to help them understand how to make money work positively. And when you came out with this book, Retire Secure, The Key to Making Your Money Last as Long as You Do, this was a big hit. And the one that I have in front of me is for this year, 2009, I believe. And this was quite a significant accomplishment for you. Now, Jim, everybody's interested in money, but what prompted you to go into this particular niche so that you could become more specialized? Why did this have such a pull and attraction for you?
Well, probably because the way I look at it, there's things you can do something about, and there's things you can't do anything about. I'm not really sure that one person can predict the market and can change the market. I think that probably most of us, to some extent, are going to have some of our money in the market, and I'm not sure how much control we have over that. Obviously, there's some control on the investments. But what we do have control on, in good times and bad, is overall planning and what we should be doing with our retirement plans, what should we be doing for our estate planning, how can we plan in such a way that no matter what happens to the economy, there'll always be food on the table, gas in the car, and a roof over our head, and for wealthier clients or listeners, how to get the most out of what they've got.
Wow, boy, I know that is of such interest. We have had such catastrophic failings in the United States. Now, this isn't the first time it's happened in our history, but whenever it happens, it's just got so much drama and everybody pointing fingers. I was on the phone with a client last week who was telling me about a friend of hers in Honolulu, a very wealthy woman that was victim of the Ponzi scheme that evolved and has lost everything. You hear these stories, and people are frantic about it. I know of a couple who have, they're basically conservative people, and they found that much of what they had saved had just literally evaporated. So many of these numbers and accumulations of funds that we assume are there, so sadly, it's numbers on paper. It's not actual value many times. So let's take the scenario we have today. Someone maybe that had put, you know, they maybe had a diversified portfolio, but like some friends of mine, they had a loss of about $200,000. Their plans for retirement have been deferred now. They're in their 50s and they're saying, whoa, what are we going to do now? Can we work with a scenario like that, Jim?
Sure, that'd be fine. So we have a couple who have, you know, let's say they had $800,000 or $900,000, now they have maybe $700,000, something like that, and they're still working, and they're trying to figure out what a good action course would be.
Yes, let's start there.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, the advice that I would offer them is the first thing that they should realize is they probably don't have enough money to retire today, and that's something that I think that all of us should be looking at, and probably even more importantly for some of your more senior client listeners, do you have enough money to safely retire today? And rather than just leave people with that thought, I'll try to give you an oversimplified formula to determine that. Let's assume for discussion's sake that you're looking at a potential 30-year retirement. So you need your money to last 30 years. And let's say that these people now have $700,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a safe withdrawal rate, which means how much money they could safely withdraw from their portfolio every year, adjusted for inflation, but they have to subtract taxes, would be, and we could have a debate about the safe withdrawal rates, whether it should be 4% or 5% or somewhere in between or a little more, a little low, a little less. Let's be conservative and use the 4% number. So you would take 4% times $700,000, which is only $28,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if that money is in an IRA or retirement plan, they're going to have to pay taxes on most of the withdrawals. Now, presumably, they will eventually get some Social Security, but even with Social Security, is $27,000 plus some Social Security in the future enough for them to retire on? Well, I don't know their lifestyle, but my guess is probably not.
Yeah, it's just after taxes. You paid taxes on that $27,000 a year. I mean, you wouldn't have much.
Right, you really wouldn't. So they're obviously going to have to keep working, and so now the question is what is the smartest thing that they can do in terms of, I'm going to assume that their salaries will allow them to put some money in a retirement plan. And here's what I would tell them, depending on what type of work they would do. The first thing that they should be doing is always, 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 and this would go for anybody that's working, always take advantage of the employer match. That is, any type of retirement plan that they have where an employer is willing to match any contribution that they make, even if it's not a 100% match, even if it's a 50% match,
mm-hmm.
or, well, we'll match 50% up to 6%, or whatever it is. Always, always, always take advantage of the employer match. Then the next question is whether they should be in the Roth IRA, which is the tax-free environment, or whether they should be in the traditional retirement plan, that is, say, the traditional 401k environment. And that would probably depend on what their future tax rates are going to be, how long they're going to work, etc. If most of their money is in their traditional retirement plan and they have a long-term outlook, and particularly if they think that tax rates are going to go up, they might be better off in Roth IRAs, where they can contribute $5,000 each into a Roth IRA. And if their employer offers a Roth 401k, they could put up to $22,000 in a Roth 401k. So depending on how much they earn and how much they need to live, that would be a good opportunity for them to save additional money for their retirement.
With the Roth IRA, and you go into so much of this information on your book, Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later, The Key to Making Your Money Last as Long as You Do. Anybody that has any savvy always wants to take their dollars and make their dollars work more effectively for them. And we have so many people in the United States that are self-employed, and a Roth program would work very well for them to be able to initiate that. But often the attitude is, you need to have some cash capital. Recently, I came across some material that was saying with the small business people of the United States, because of all the fiascos that have been going on, they say, well, they're starting to keep cash handy, but they get concerned because are the banks going to be okay? What are we going to do here? So they know they have to have capital, and it's always been said you should have 3 to 6 months of capital put aside should there be an emergency. Then after that, if you're self-employed, the Roth is probably a very good way to go. But you have to remember, when you put that in, you're going to leave it in there for a period of time. How do you choose when you have a Roth? What's the best way to go about making a determination of where to put that money so that the capital gain on it is going to be consistent? I mean, of course, some people are at a higher risk level, and when I say risk, they're more interested in doing higher risk positioning with their dollars. How would you advise someone, the entrepreneur, a younger person that is starting out, or someone maybe that's just starting up a business and you're saying you want to plan for your retirement if you've got 20 or 30 years that you're working towards this? What steps would you recommend? How do they do the research on this if they want to do it themselves? And I know there's always the planners out there, but I think the consumer has to be aware. What would you recommend to them?
Well, the first question is there enough, and is it prudent to put money into a retirement plan? There are two schools of thought on this. One is that pay yourself first, take out money from the proceeds of your business, use that to live, and put some money away for savings. In which case, doing a Roth IRA, if they are less than 50, $5,000, if they're older than 50, $6,000, or they could actually start my favorite plan for self-employed people who want to put away a lot of money relative to their income, if they can afford it, is a one-person 401k, or I call it a super K. Hmm. And I am a big fan of that for people who are interested in putting away a lot of money as a percentage of their self-employed income. The next question, though, is can they really afford to do that for their business? Now, I'm a small business person, as you are, and one of the questions that all small business owners face is, what percentage of my personal money should I be using for my business? And right now, there is an argument that, well, this might not be the time to plan for my retirement. This might be the time that I should be using that money for my business. And that's something that each listener is going to have to decide for themselves. Of course, the conservative thing is, well, you never know what's going to happen to your business, so therefore always put money away for your retirement. On the other hand, if you are an effective business person, I don't think there's a better investment in the world than your own business.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But if they are looking to put money into a retirement plan, and a fair amount of money relative to how much money they make into a retirement plan, then a one-person 401k, which is also known as a super K, I think is a terrific way to go.
Why is that such an advantage over doing a Roth?
Well, this is going to be over and above a Roth. With the Roth, you're limited to $5,000 or $6,000, depending on your age. And if you want to put more money away, then you're going to have your own, let's say if it's a real small business, like a one-person 401k plan.
I see. That's what I needed to have clarity on there. There are so many areas that you cover in this book. You talk about a survivorship life insurance. You talk about, with a family, providing financial security for your children. In today's world, I've met many individuals that say, I've got, because of the circumstances of our environment today, I've got to continue working maybe into my 70s, maybe into my 80s, because I've lost everything. So I don't know that I can provide security for my children. What, and of course, when you're that age, your children are not going to be going to college. They're going to be adults themselves. So what would you say to a younger person who is going through some financial setbacks, as so many people are today, and they're struggling just to keep things afloat? I think life insurance is very important. And then what would you say to the mature person relative to their financial security, not being so concerned about their kids, per se, who are grown adults, and life insurance for them? Could you address those two questions?
Sure. All right. Let's take the younger person first. One thing, when you're in my business and you see a lot of people, and I'm an estate attorney among other things, and you see young, healthy people die, and it is so devastating to the family, particularly a couple that might have children.
Mm-hmm.
If you add a horrible financial burden to the burden of the surviving spouse, you're really making life pretty tough. And even in my own case, you know, I'm 52 years old, and I have had contemporaries whose spouses have died. And when you're left with trying to do everything on your own, and you don't have the financial resources to do it, that's a pretty bad situation. So I am not a believer in trying to save money on even just basic life insurance needs. Now, the term insurance, which is obviously cheaper and will hopefully not last the rest of your life, that is, hopefully you buy it, you survive the term, and you don't get any return at all other than the protection that you had when you were alive, is by far the cheapest. And for a young couple who don't have very much money, I do like term insurance. I know that a lot of insurance professionals would rather have a higher price whole life type policy. My problem with that is then there is not sufficient coverage. I'm hoping that over a career that the couple will accumulate enough money that they will be able to live comfortably after they retire. So I'm not looking for insurance as a savings vehicle. I'm looking at it as pure insurance. And I know that mm-hmm. a lot of insurance people would not agree with me. They would rather have some permanent insurance. My problem with that is that the premium would be too high, and it would either be too big a percentage of the income, or there wouldn't be sufficient coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the ideal is more than one policy where there's some term insurance, and even the term insurance can be broken into several policies. We can get to that in a minute if you like, and a small permanent policy. But anyway, in general, I would say cheap term for the younger couple. For the older couple, the first thing before you even think about second to die life insurance, or in my opinion, is there enough money for each other to live comfortably the rest of their lives? If there is serious question, so let's say, for example, that the people that we were talking about earlier, and they have $700,000 in their investment portfolio, and they're still working, and maybe there's some uncertainty as to whether they're going to keep their jobs, etc., I would not be a big fan of second-to-die life insurance for them. I would be more worried about each other, and unless their children, you know, have some type of handicap or have
mm-hmm.
some type of problem that they can't work, I would probably not be a great fan of second-to-die insurance, because second-to-die insurance, when it really comes down to it, is a gift to children.
Yes.
It is a leverage gift. It is a very good way to transfer wealth, but it is still ultimately a gift, and I'm not a big fan of second-to-die life insurance for people who don't know if they have enough money to live comfortably themselves.
When we're looking at things like this, and we've had people that that are in situations where they've lost their assets, maybe they've lost their job, they're losing their home, they have to start from scratch. And it's always hard. I don't care your age, whether you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, or your 70s. It doesn't make any difference. Or in your 80s. It's always hard. And we have the attitude, gee, when you're younger, it's going to be a lot easier. But I don't care what your age is. When you're younger, you may have the advantage of being able to get a job, but sometimes older people have businesses that they have been running. With the economy as it is today, there's so many people in the situation of feeling just absolutely devastated. They're trying to pull in their financial belt every way that they can. What would you recommend to them as a strategy to be able to get themselves back on their feet and shift their thinking so that they can look at opportunities to be able to be in a balance again economically and financially? I think that's so important for us to look at. It's so easy to look at everything failing and just feeling like, well, we have no control over anything. What would your recommendations be with that, especially with people whose portfolios have just gone into the toilet? And, I've seen things on television where a woman thought she had everything set up, it was beautiful, and now part of her portfolio, her business assets, et cetera, are just, she's lucky if she's going to get a couple hundred dollars a month out of it, where before she was getting thousands. How do we turn that around? What do we do?
Well, first of all, the magnitude of the loss that you just described is not ordinary. That is extraordinary. I think most people, if they had well-diversified portfolios, they might be down 20%, maybe 30%. And if they are working and if they have some type of income, normally, assuming that their portfolios are sound, even if they're down, normally the recommended course for most people would be to, if their portfolios, again, are sound and they're well-diversified, would be not to panic, not to put everything in cash, not to do something that they're later going to regret, but hopefully over the long run the markets, at least historically, have been good over time, is to hold the course and wait for the market to return. Now, if you have lost your job or if you have lost a lot more money, then the situation's obviously more dire and the solutions might be more dire.
Let's talk for a moment about something, and this is out of your book, and I just thought this was really clever. It's the true story, ensuring the no-good son-in-law gets nothing. So many people have members of family. I don't want that person to get a thing. They're going to set it up to give them entirely. And every state has its own laws and its own rulings. And digressing a little bit from what we've been discussing, how can someone handle this? And by the way, there's so much information in your book, Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later. I mean, we have just barely brushed the surface of the information we have here. But let's take this instance, because there are people in families. We don't want them to get anything. How do you work around that?
Well, let's assume for discussion's sake that we have a situation where we not only don't like the son-in-law particularly, but what our fear is that we will die, leave money to our son, or let's say to our daughter, and that the son-in-law will be able to kind of weasel that money out of our daughter, whether he uses it for his business or whether he uses it for his own recreation, or somehow he will have some kind of influence or power over his wife, and you are afraid not only that he will get the money, but that your wife and your grandchildren, I'm sorry, your daughter and your grandchildren might not get the money.
Mm-hmm.
What you would do in that situation is you would create a trust for the benefit of your daughter. So you would leave the money into a trust, and the typical trust might be that the daughter could get the income, or she could get the she could take proceeds for health, maintenance, and support. But she would have to go to a trustee to say what the money was for, and the trustee would then have the responsibility of investing the money, of filing a tax return, and then making distributions to the daughter, and it would be up to the trustee to make sure that the money was used for the daughter or eventually the grandchildren and not the no-good son-in-law. So that is, unfortunately, a more and more frequent request that we are getting, and it's really to kind of protect the daughter from herself so that if something happens down the road, that money will always stay in the bloodline and will not go to anybody else, either in a divorce or even forgetting a divorce. It won't go to the no-good son-in-law.
Well, let's hope the trustee is honorable.
Yeah, and that's something that could be handled relatively easy when your listener is preparing their will.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it a spendthrift trust. Sometimes we call that variation the I don't want my son-in-law to get one red nickel of my money trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you can tell, folks, there's a lot of things regarding money that we may or may not have an education about. If you have an education about it and you want to become more up-to-date with variations of options to consider, and I think that's very important to be aware of, remember, there are variables. Nothing is just totally 100% black and white. There's all kinds of these, again, I'll use the term variables, that we can be made aware of. Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later by James Lange, L-A-N-G-E. I think you're going to find extremely insightful and very useful. Now, Jim, what is your website that people can use to check out further information regarding money, how to use it, paying taxes, etc.?
Well, probably the best website for your listeners to go to is RetireSecure.com, the name of the book, www.RetireSecure.com, and there are a number of resources, articles. There's actually even audios that they can listen to, and that would also have information on how to get the book.
Well, it has been a delight having you as a guest today. Your book, Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later, is just loaded with all kinds of good information. And I mean really loaded. And Charles Schwab, the founder and CEO of Charles Schwab & Company, says a roadmap for tax-efficient retirement and estate planning. No matter what your age, becoming educated about money is very important. And we have about a minute. Jim, what would you like to leave in the way of a thought for my listeners today?
Well, I would like to tell them that the best thing to do is to take advantage of the tax laws and either using traditional retirement plans like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, etc., or the tax-free type of retirement plans like Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks and Roth 403bs, even though there will be different solutions for different people, ultimately having the government subsidize your retirement is something that you want to do.
Well, and there you have it. Tips on working with money. But hey, there's so much more that you can learn about. And if you've not found this a subject that you really wanted to approach because you feel like it's too big, it's overwhelming, get the book, Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later by James Lange. And again, don't forget his website, RetireSecure.com. You've got all kinds of freebie stuff there. Take advantage of it. Jim, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me, Donna.
This is Donna Siebel. We're taking a break, and we're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Quest Field Event Center. Show information at nwwomensshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTab Health Shoes. These funky looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house. Go shopping, wear them on the treadmill, you'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Hey, we have got telephone lines open. That's right. And if you want to call in and chat with me, it's easy to do. We have two toll-free telephone numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, U.S. included, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And just know, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. That's all. And then let me tell you what I perceive. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you're interested in. Also, I want to bring up countdown. Yes, only 4 more days till the Northwest Women's Show here in the Pacific Northwest. Beautiful Seattle downtown, the Quest Field Convention Center. And, of course, on Friday, those of you that are regular listeners to the show know that I'm going to be hosting on stage Girl Talk. And for every hour, at the top of every hour, we're going to be having a guest. We're going to be talking with women who are specialists and experts in their fields, whether it's regarding education, money, wellness, and how to deal with wacky relationships. We're going to be covering a little bit of this and it even more. So if you have a chance to come to the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, look it up, and that's the northwestwomenshow.com. Go to their website. I'm going to be in booth number 407, and I'm going to be doing mini sessions for people when I am in the booth. And hey, Friday, come along and be a part of the audience. We're wanting to have you interact with us. And so that is going to be a very special thing, and I'm really looking forward to it. This is Donna Sebo. Let's show you how it's done. Caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello.
Hi there. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Shane C., and I'm calling from California.
Where in California?
I'm from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. And I'm sorry, I didn't hear either your first name or your initial.
It's C.
It's C. Okay. Great. All right. Now, see, the first thing that I'm looking at, one, is eye strain. I don't know if you do a lot of work on the computer, but I'm concerned that I'm experiencing, as I'm talking to you, this stress behind my eyes. And I think that the muscles of the eyes are having to work differently. And if you work on a computer a lot, dependent on the size screen, the glare, etc., that can cause a lot of excess strain. So you want to be aware that maybe having an annual exam is going to be something that should be considered as a regular experience for you, so that you stay up to par. And if you need, let's say, computer glasses to work with, that you do that. But make sure that you make a measurement of how far you are from that computer screen. And also be sure and tell your eye doctor the size of the screen that you're working with, because the brightness and the pattern density of the screen can make a great deal of difference in the way the eyes are working. There's also something here that feeling like you're stuck, you're shackled down, and you're not really shackled down in the true sense of the word, but you do have your responsibilities and your commitments here. So you need to be able to deal with those, and you need to be able to deal with them in a clear way, not resenting them. And you're going to find that feeling of being shackled is pretty much going to be eliminated. You're going to be making some choices about what you want to do with work, how you want to do it, and what arena you want to put yourself into. All of that is going to take some thinking. You've got a lot on your plate right now. Don't add any more stuff to it, because you need to take care of what is in front of you. So give yourself a good month so you can take care of all of these little things that have been flapping in the breeze for far too long, and you want to get them nailed down. You want to get everything anchored thoroughly, and then you want to spend that little bit of extra time looking at where you want to go from here, so to speak. It's going to be a fast-paced year. It's going to be going by so quickly, you're going to feel like you blink and a month is gone.
Really?
And you're going to wonder, how in the world can I slow the speed down? Well, lots of luck. I haven't figured that one out myself. And so when you can figure that out, share it with the rest of the world, because we'd be interested in hearing about it. But I think taking time where you can just sort of be quiet, be centered, maybe just take 3 or 4 minutes, listen to some good music, or maybe just be totally quiet and just allow yourself to have little short spurts of meditation, and I think that will help to slow things down for you. You are going to be amazed, though, at what you're able to get done as long as you maintain your focus. Very, very important, and tie down those loose ends. What would you like to ask me today, Steve?
Oh, wow. Well, you covered a lot of it.
That's good.
About work for next month.
All right. Now, we go over that again, because you're echoing a little bit here. So
yeah,
what was
that.
Your question to me again?
It was mostly going to be about work in regards to April, but I feel like you covered a lot of that.
All right. Now, when it comes to work, what are you looking for? What do you want?
Just to promote myself differently, maybe actually be working more.
Did you want to work for a company, or do you want to be an independent contractor?
I'm an independent contractor.
All right, that's the key.
Yeah.
You are, as an independent contractor, you're going to need to be aware that finding some new accounts is going to be paramount to your success for this year. So you need to ask yourself how you will repackage a certain presentation, because you know the political environment, I'll use that as a description, environment, I should say, and that there are plenty of people that could use your services, but what kind of adaptation do you feel you need to look at so that you could fit their needs? And that may take some questioning on your part, maybe calling some different places, putting together a questionnaire, finding out what their big concerns are, what it is that they wish that they could market out, etc. Get some feedback.
Okay.
And I think that will assist you in picking up the opportunity for offering services to people that will actually save them money. Even though they will be paying you, they will be saving money because of more efficiency or the contacts that you're going to be able to make for them or technological advancements and steps that they can utilize that make their world more cost-effective and enable them to grow as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Good.
Actually.
Good.
Cool. Well, thank you, Donna.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thanks for calling in. How'd you hear about the show?
Oh, I've been listening to you now for about a year, I think.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Tell your friends about the program.
Definitely.
And I hope to be down in the Los Angeles area again. I don't know when it's going to be, but I look forward to coming down again.
Well, I'll definitely keep my ears out.
All right, my dear. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. Hey, if you want to give me a call, I'm available to chat with you. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and that's a worldwide number. No matter where you can call in, including the U.S. of A. So, again, give me a buzz, and I'm here to answer your questions. Oh, hey, I have got a chocolate recipe here. Have you ever had times when you want something, and you just don't know what it is? My favorite day of the week to really have goodies is Sunday. That's the time when I'm able to spend time with my husband if we're not on the road traveling. And just to sit back, relax, we have time to just chat. And sometimes there's just nothing more, how do I want to say, comforting and relaxing than to put good food together in one of them. I came across this recipe for an apricot and chocolate ring, and I thought, boy, this really would smell good on a Sunday morning baking. But the truth is, whenever you have time for that little space for self, don't you want something different, want something special? And so often, it gets to be a frustration to try to go out to a restaurant. So if you're schedule is wild and wacky and you're wanting to spend time with your family and or friends, doing stuff at home really can be nice. So I have this recipe, really, really easy. Oh, it's so pretty when it's fixed up. So I'm going to share that with you. So have your pad of paper and pen handy. And again, don't forget, this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, I'm at the Northwest Women's Show. And then those of you in the Pacific Northwest that are listening, I'm going to be teaching a class on April 25th called Mind Vision. Now, this is a Saturday, all day from 10 until 4. The price for the class is $95, but you get a $10 discount. So I'm going to be, this week, starting probably tomorrow, I'll have the contact number for reservations. And if you call in and say you heard it on the Donna Siebel Show, or if you're at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show and you pick up one of the postcards, you're going to get a $10 discount. But it's all day, and it includes lunch. So I will, you call my office prior, 800-872-8852. I'll take a reservation. But there will be a special number for reservations that you can call into so that you can be in the class. And that discount opportunity will be until the 23rd of April. After that, it will be full price. So, again, give me a call if you want to find out about the class, want to find out more, and I will be sharing that information as we go along. Hey, it's time to take a break. Phone lines are open, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back. This is Donna Siebel.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs, to help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone number to call into, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Okay, are you ready for something deliciously scrumptious to fix for yourself to satisfy the craving for chocolate, that wonderful feeling that you get when you have that hot cup of coffee or tea and you've got this aromatic pastry sitting in front of you, and when you bite into it, it just melts in your mouth and you go, good. Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about. An apricot and chocolate ring. These are the ingredients. You're going to need 1/3 cup of butter. You want to dice it up. So it's going to need to be obviously a little cool, but cut it up into little pieces. You're going to need 4 cups of self-rising flour. Now you need to sift this. Even though it is self-rising, you need to sift it. You're going to need 4 tablespoons of superfine sugar, and if you don't have superfine sugar, If you have one of those grinders, a coffee grinder, put your 4 tablespoons of sugar in there and then just whir it on high and it'll come out super fine. Oh, remember, if you don't want the flavor of coffee in it, put in some bread and run it through the grinder first. It takes all the coffee oils and everything out of that, if that's what you have. Then you're going to need 2 eggs beaten. 2 eggs beaten. 2/3 of a cup of milk. 2/3 of a cup of milk. Now, for the filling for this apricot and chocolate ring, and also for decoration, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of butter. Of course, this will be melted. You're going to need 2/3 of a cup of a no-need-to-soak dried apricots. You want to chop those up. Those are in the grocery store. Those are easy enough to find. And then you need 3.5 ounces of dark chocolate chips. Dark is good. You can use milk chocolate if you don't have the dark, but the dark is better. And then 1 to 2 tablespoons of milk, because you're going to use that for your glaze, and then 1 ounce of dark chocolate melted. Now, this is how simple it is. You need a 10-inch round cake pan, and you want to line the base of that cake pan with baking parchment. Real simple to do. And then you want to rub the butter, your 1/3 of a cup of butter, into flour, until the mixture resembles fine breadcrumbs. If you have a Cuisinart, just pop it in the Cuisinart. Zap, zap, you got it done. Then you want to stir in your superfine sugar, eggs, and milk, and then it'll form a soft dough. Once that is done, you will take your dough, put it on a lightly floured surface, and you want to form a 14-inch square. After you do that, you want to then brush the melted butter over the surface of the dough, and your apricots and your chocolate chips, you put those in a little bowl, mix them up, and you want to spread them over the dough to within 1 inch of the top and the bottom. Then you take your dough and you roll it up tightly, just like you would a jelly roll, and you cut it into 1-inch slices. And then you take those slices and you stand the slices in a ring around the edge of the prepared pan, putting them at a very slight tilt, overlapping. And then you take the pastry brush and you brush it with the little bit of milk that you've got. Now, your oven should be preheated to 350 degrees when it is, while you're busy. Of course, it's going to be heating up, and that'll be just perfect when you're ready to put it in. And it needs to cook for about 30 minutes. You need to watch it because the temperature of your oven can make a difference. And when it's just a beautiful golden color, you take it out, and you're going to cool this apricot and chocolate ring in the pan itself for about 15 minutes, and then you very carefully remove it and put it on a wire rack to cool. Then your melted chocolate, you just drizzle over the ring to decorate it. And it's best to serve it fresh, you know, on the very day that it's made. And, you know, it's just awesome. Of course, the smell of this is just going to be wonderful. I like to add maybe a little bit of vanilla to the dough itself. Just gives it that little bit of extra something. But, oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. Now, I know we're just about out of time. Quick like a bunny, I want to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be talking about the 100-year diet. Yes, Dr. Beebe is going to be our guest. And on Wednesday, we're going to be talking with Pete Smith and his special guest about OrthoTeb. Boy, I'll tell you, wearing these OrthoTeb shoes is amazing, the workout that you get with them. And if you don't have time to exercise, this is a good habit to get into just for every day. And then we're going to be talking about computers on Thursday, a race for a new game machine. And then, of course, Friday, I'm going to be hosting the stage at the women's show, and we're going to be doing girl talk. So we're going to be having a best of Donna on the air on Friday. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's a good day to be alive. Be grateful for what you have. And know that you've got a lot to be grateful for. Appreciate your moment, because you just don't know when opportunity is going to come up, tap you on the shoulder and say, hi, are you ready for me? Be alert, be aware. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.